We have heard lots lately about Michael Cohen. That's President Trump's personal attorney, the man who says he paid adult film actress Stormy Daniels to, as she puts it, keep quiet about having an affair with Donald Trump before Mr. Trump became president. Now, though, we know who Michael Cohen's other big client happens to be. It came out today in court that he represents Fox TV host Sean Hannity.
With us now, Scott Fredrickson, former federal prosecutor, former independent counsel, now managing partner at Foley & Lardner Law Firm in Washington, D.C. So, Scott, this is a pretty big revelation today. We heard, for a long, long time, I have one client. It's the president of the United States. And now it turns out that his other is one of the president's biggest TV supporters.
I think this is a story that keeps on giving. No one saw this coming, that he was the undisclosed client in the hearing on Friday, when Cohen's attorney told the judge that there was this third client who didn't want his name disclosed. So it turns out it's a Fox News host.
Well, it seems to me that there are two different sort of storylines out of this revelation. On the one hand, there's this media story that Mr. Hannity has been reporting on his program all along about this whole controversy with the president, and of course mentioning, I think fairly prominently, of Michael Cohen, as we all have, without letting it be known, apparently, that he's represented or has been represented by Mr. Cohen. So there's the media story, but there's also the legal story. Does this do anything to complicate matters on this whole issue of the confidentiality between lawyer and client?
Well, marginally so. I mean, as we've seen here, and as what the government said in the hearing on Friday is, look, Mr. Cohen basically doesn't have any other clients besides Mr. Trump, and then it turns out this Republican fundraiser who had him pay off a woman he had an affair with. So the issue there is that the government is saying, there really isn't an attorney-client privilege here because there's few, if any, communications with clients because he basically doesn't have any clients.
For the media story that we just mentioned, the other angle, does Fox have some questions to answer here? How could they not have known, or he should have disclosed it in one way or another if he's talking about it every night?
Well, certainly. I he's not required to disclose anything about his own personal interests or relationships until it becomes a story in and of itself. So as soon as this became a significant story, it seems incumbent as a minimum to disclose to his audience and his employer that he, in fact, was a client of Mr. Cohen.
So to go to the central issue, which is why Mr. Hannity's name was revealed to begin with, which is this ongoing court battle about whether or not the material seized from Mr. Cohen's office by the FBI is something that the FBI ought to be able to look at because of alleged lawyer-client privilege. Where do you see this ultimately going?
Well, I think we're going to get a ruling from Judge Wood. Could be from the bench later this afternoon, likely more in a written order within a day or so. I think it's unlikely that Mr. Cohen or Mr. Trump's own attorney are going to be able to stop the government from starting this review process where this filter or taint team will look at all of the communications and documents to separate out any arguably privileged communications from other communications and evidence that has nothing to do with attorney-client privilege. And that process, will take not a short amount of time. But I think that's probably going to go forward. I don't think Mr. Cohen is going to be able to stop that, and I don't think Mr. Trump's attorney is going to be able to stop that.
It is a case that keeps on giving, and it seems like it's been going on forever, but it barely has gotten started. We haven't even gotten to the Stormy Daniels stuff yet.
No, and we really haven't gotten to the heart of the Russian investigation, and we have, we have at least three different people cooperating now who pled guilty, so there is much more to come.
Scott Fredrickson, former federal prosecutor and independent counsel, now managing partner, Foley & Lardner Law Firm in Washington, D.C.